Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I wish the world would get sucked up by a black hole, Mike.
I like to keep light here at the visitor section.
Sorry, but I do. No intro?
No, everything just crashed on me.
Mm. Nice. Here, I'll do it for us. What is this one? Where did that come from? Hey, is everybody on our Facebook know we're live?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Nobody listens.
Oh, that's not true. Everyone listens. They just do it in their own free time.
How about this one?
Welcome.
Now this one sucks. The visitor section. Podcraft. Live. Now. Listen.
I'm just gonna edit it. I'm just gonna.
No, you're not. I want this left alone. I want this in its entirety. I want our listeners to understand how fucking stupid it is. Every time I turn on the fucking computer.
Josh Hastings.
Mike. Josh hates things and Mike fucking Irwin. Look at that. Oh, look at that. iTunes update. There it is. There it is. Brian, Brian, I thought you had a fucking handle on this, man. You are worthless. Worthless. Yeah, visitor section. We do a podcast here, guys. We do a podcast. You may not know it. Sometimes it's about football. Here it is, live, Mike. Peel back the curtains.
Woo!
Show's about to begin.
Well, technically, the show started about 2.5 minutes ago, but...
Fuck it. You're doing it live. Section. There's the first F-bomb. I'm sure there's many other ones.
No, that was actually like the third.
The third?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're officially rated R. Everybody at home, drink a beer.
Yeah, you got a pound every
this
time.
This is an adult show. Yep. This is an adult show. You can follow Mike. You can follow. Don't follow me because
I don't like
anybody. Your tweets are terrible. Stop following me. As a matter of fact, just unfollow me.
Oh, see, I have no fans, and I'm never on there.
Go to at visitors section. You can go to a Facebook account. Did you know that we are less popular than Gilbert fucking Godfrey, Mike?
Well, yeah, I mean, but he's.
I brought this up many times. I think Pauly Shore has more fans than we do, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, but these are famous people.
They're positive.
Are they positive?
I don't know. I don't know about Gilbert Godfrey. I think he's a self-hater.
Yeah, I get the feeling it's the same thing with Pauly Shore. But those people are famous. They've had movies. Like, I'm okay having fewer fans than Gilbert Godfrey. That man's a legend. Pauly Shore, in the Army now. I mean, come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Biodome.
Hey, the draft's over. We talked a lot of it last week. I honestly, there's a couple things that I took away from the draft, Mike. One being, I can't stand any journalist, or actually, they're not even called journalists, in my opinion. They're called assholes. And what these assholes do is immediately jump on any piece of information and fuck it as hard as they can. I mean, they are trying to stick their dick through the mouth of any piece of information you could ever have. It is ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous.
I don't know where you watched the
they
draft.
I watched it in my home, and I was annoyed. You were you were texting me.
Yeah, I was watching it via stream from NFL Network, hosted by friend of the show, or former friend of the show. I assume he probably...
Former friend. Every friend of the show from here on out is now former friend of the show.
Well,
now
I mean,
all on equal playing field.
we were friends. It's been a while since we talked. Lance Zierlein, bringing it home with the NFL Network. My thing about the draft, and I thought
how
they addressed
could you
this.
Watch it on the NFL Network?
Well, it was streaming.
Ugh.
I don't have TV.
God,
insufferable. Yeah, it was pretty bad. It reminded me.
We gave it an F
a couple years ago. NFL came out and said, hey, yeah, it's really cute that you guys know who's going to get drafted like 25 seconds before everyone else. Kuiper, we need you to settle down and stop breaking the news. Like, and I thought we had kind of gotten away from that, right? But that was clearly not the case through the entire draft. Everyone knew who was being picked like 15 seconds before the commissioner walked out there. So then we all – I mean, you can't be right all the time. Like, that's the first giveaway that you're cheating. You have to lose some. And just refuse to. Just absolutely refuse to.
Well, I think I speak for all of us when I say we're shocked that Jameis Winston went number one overall. I think I can honestly sit here and say to you, man, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people had Eric Rowe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree.
I mean, cornerback out of Utah.
Yep.
How does he not go first?
I don't know.
Does he not go first? You go with Jameis Winston? That's absurd. It is absurd.
Yeah, they shouldn't have drafted him. Nope. Should have drafted a punter.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what they need. Because they're going to be doing a lot of it.
You're going to want to get a good one.
A lot of punting. Yeah, the muscle hamster, Doug Martin, sucks. I don't like him. No, sir. Moving on. I guess apparently neither do the Bucks. They didn't pick up his fifth year option. But who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? It's actually money saved by them. Because they're letting go. Probably going to let him go. Thank God.
Boise State.
Bullshit state.
Bullshit state. Yeah, so I guess the only real story of the draft, well, two stories. Let's go with two stories.
What's the other story? The fact that we get a B after one round? Jets get a B after one round. One round of drafting. Here comes the card. Oh, report card's in, Mike. It's a B.
Yeah, which was weird.
The best player available.
They're like, yeah, this guy is the best player in the draft. He grades better than everybody else. And he would make you better.
The only reason I hear it is because the Jets are already stacked a defensive line. They're already stacked a defensive line, so what are they doing? What are you guys doing? You can't draft the best player. You got to draft needs.
I mean, at that position.
We could lose him.
Yeah, we could because he costs a lot of money.
So, you know, we're going to be like, fuck it. We got another guy.
We could have gotten a running back with a bad knee. We could have got a wide receiver who only has 1 year of season underneath him.
People understand that like rookie wide receiver seasons are not. I mean, there's good ones, and but it's few and far between. It's not like it's hitting on all cylinders all the time.
No, there's been there were three or four last year who had pretty strong seasons.
Man,
and that makes everybody think like
just
that.
Draft
happened.
This guy. It's fucking. Oh, we're winning. We're winning the Super Bowl.
Wide receivers
the Patriots
have
fun with Brandon LaFell.
It's just wide receivers have one of the longest turnaround times for any position that you draft. It's because it takes so long to transition to the pro game. So long. Like, really, really long. Like, you can't just throw a guy in there and be like, you know, great. Like, it just doesn't work. I mean, how many wide receivers were drafted last year?
A shitload.
Like, 75?
There was
100.
Like a billion.
Yeah, so if three or four of those 100 players that were drafted at that position play pretty good for you, I guess I can't argue with that line of thought, Josh. Like, why didn't we? Why didn't we get Kevin White? Why didn't we go down and take a wide receiver who's pretty good on paper?
I'm excited that we traded a seventh round pick for Zach Stacy. A seventh round pick? I mean, I think we've already washed away some of the picks we were throwing away last year.
Well, that's the point, is that most of those guys, like, they got Posey and they get Zach Stacy.
Yeah.
And honestly, at least you've heard of one of those names.
Yeah. I'm not promising like he's going to go out there and be Shits McGee and spend like the two games that he had great. You know, I'm not promising that, but something's better than nothing. I'd rather have a guy that played in the NFL than versus a seventh round pick that might not even make the team.
Yeah, and I think that's the point, is that Stacy will at least be there through training camp.
Yeah, he'll make through camp.
So there's that. That's a plus.
What's the other story?
The other story being the Tennessee Titans being the worst franchise in football.
Why?
They took it over, dude.
They want a new direction.
No, they saw
the
mantle.
I know their coaching staff.
They saw the mantle. They grabbed it and they shook it. They're like, this is
mine. You know what? Their coaching staff is no good for their schemes that they're trying to go for. But hey, I'm more power to you if you want to try something new. Because obviously it wasn't working before, so you want to try again. I'm still in shock that Wes and Hunt has a head coaching job. To be honest with you, I don't even see why he has a job. Oh, because he had one good year as the coordinator? Damn, did anybody pay attention to when he was in Arizona? No, you didn't. You didn't pay attention, did you? That's what you get. This is what you get, Tennessee. Way to go. Way to go, Nashville. Must be something in that water.
Terrible music.
So
they were offered so much by everybody
for
some reason for this pick. I mean, the Eagles were just basically like, hey, you like our defense? You can have it, and I'll give you two picks and some other stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we have this thing we do. It's called we like to Vince Young it up. We like to get a mobile quarterback. We're not really super
sold on. Hire a really mediocre coach.
Like, I don't even want to throw McNair in there, but if you're looking at the...
You can't throw him.
I'm throwing him in there.
Can't throw him in there.
So you have a type of... Oh, God. So they have a type of quarterback that they want to get. It's a mobile quarterback who can kind of throw.
And I was quoted as saying he's better than Colin Kaepernick.
So you get a Steve McNair, okay? I'm still Bud Adams. Then you get a Vince Young. Then you get a Jake Locker. And you know what? You go, none of these things have really worked. I mean, McNair, he worked fine, but not Vince. And, well, we all know what happened
to Locker. If you really want to figure out how to set a franchise back, you just follow the template that the Tennessee Titans do.
It's just they refuse to change. Like, it's madness.
Refuses to change.
It's just going to keep doing the same thing year after year after year. And instead of saying, hey, you know what we could do? We could take a lot of picks because we're bad at a lot of different places. We could have a whole new defense, apparently, plus two picks, plus some new friends. No. I'm going to do the same shit that I did 3 years ago, that I did 3 years before that, and 5 years before that. And I'm going to keep that train going because as the Tennessee Titans, it's clearly worked for me. If you're Bud Adams, you take that team, you throw it in the trash, and you walk away.
Woo!
I'm sick of them. They went from, you know how we have two or three teams that are right on the edge? Like every year we're like, man, why are these guys teams? Like these shouldn't be teams. Tennessee Titans actually just jumped, like just leaped right by those guys. Like when I think about, yeah, you know, Chargers kind of, or I think, oh, the Raiders, you know, Buffalo Bills, Jaguars for you. For me, it's the Tennessee Titans. They don't deserve to play football anymore, Josh. They're off the schedule. They're relegated.
Dude, there's like many other teams I'd rather throw in there first before the Tennessee Titans.
No, I'm done with
Back it up, man. Back it up. We got the Washington Otherkins. We got to throw away first.
There's so many laws.
Okay, you know
how to address the Otherkins.
Yeah. So overall, the draft is disappointing.
Anticlimactic. What? Boring.
It was like laid out, right? No trading. Kind of really boring.
So, Josh, you know how sometimes...
All the draft Knicks are like, I got it right.
Well, if you... if you're a draft Nick and your name is Yahoo...
If your name is Nick and you're a draft Nick...
I just felt like, you know how sometimes when you play fantasy football and you just... There's that guy who just leaves it like on auto draft.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like the entire league did that for the first round. You know, it's just, of course, like the first seven picks all went the same way. Like, you're like, great. It was so boring. Like, it's just literally boring, Josh.
It's pretty boring.
Not fun. The best thing that happened were the Jets. That's the best thing that happened, which is incredible. It's incredible to think about the Jets getting a draft.
Right? Are you asking a question?
Not bad.
We're alive.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so who do you think had the best draft? Because for me...
Oh, I hate this question.
As a team, I'm pretty okay. I'm pretty happy with the Jets. I also think that the Jaguars got it right.
No. And,
no, I think when you look at it...
you know the Jaguars, man.
Upper covers.
Mm.
I just think when you look at the NFL draft and you say things like, you know, the Jets and the Jaguars got it right this year.
That still doesn't equate.
It just doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't feel right. I don't really trust anybody that's saying those things.
I'm saying them.
I feel like there's a fucking meteor or the comet just streaming through space going to fucking crash down on this.
And all of the Jets were killed on
God.
A jet today. Great irony. Struck from the sky.
We lost our whole team. What would happen if that really happened? I mean, God forbid.
Well, there's precedent.
That would be insane. We'd have to delete an entire season.
No, I think they play. I think they play.
fuck it, we're playing.
We got some practice squad guys. And
God, I hope that doesn't happen. But I secretly kind of want to see how that plays out.
It's kind of what happened when the Houston Texans joined the NFL. They just took some players. They'd probably do that. They just do an expansion draft.
Yeah, an expansion draft, yeah.
Yeah, I love that year of Madden.
A lot of fucking undrafted free agents going, yes! Wait, shit.
It's okay.
So, Mike, I saw a movie I was just very upset about, and I think anybody that thinks it's a good movie is like a little slow.
It Avengers?
It's Avengers 2.
Oh.
It was god awful.
Rise of Voltron?
Jess Whedon, whatever the hell that got. Josh Whedon. Just stop making movies. You're terrible. Terrible. Go make a feminist movie or something. This movie sucks.
Was it about robots?
You know what? It's totally about robots. Here's the thing. The villain was so lame. The lamest villain ever. He was like a discount villain, Mike. A week long. He wanted the nuclear launch codes. Couldn't get them. So he just dug up a big rock in the sky and was going to end the earth with it. I think I'm just too old for this shit. I can't do it anymore. Like, I'm okay with original ideas, but these are just the same regurgitated shit. It's like, hey, let's divide the team up and attack them. And then we'll have a world-ending catastrophic event happen, and they got to team together to stop it. And then we'll put the Hulk. And we'll put the Hulk with Black Widow because we got to have a love story. And these two totally make sense. Oh, and by the way, when Black Widow graduated from spy school, they sterilized her. And that was exactly how she said it. They sterilized me as my reward for graduating spy school.
So
I can't make this shit up. That was in the movie.
So in a somewhat related question, Josh.
Okay.
They
should sterilize whoever making these movies.
I
don't want to see it anymore.
When people talk about this, and no offense to
followed
you, but
the Ant-Man trailer made me want to like rip my eyes out. Ant-Man. It's awful.
It's a comic. So I'm not saying I wasn't listening to anything you just said, but
you don't need to.
I probably wasn't. So in a similar situation where someone was going on about something they'd seen that I wasn't interested in, I just completely blacked out. I heard that they're making an X-Men Apocalypse movie.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to go well.
Which I don't know for people at home, but this was this storyline was really special to me. Like it was really the last time I cared about comics.
Are we talking the actual comics, or are we going with the cartoon as well?
No, I'm talking only the comics.
Okay.
All the crossovers, Age of Apocalypse, 4 across every Marvel Universe imaginary comic. I was buying like X-Factor comics just to keep up with the story. I must have bought 56 different comics during this time just to try to put it all together. It, very special time for me.
Okay, so this one holds close to you.
Yeah, this is...
So when the fall happens... It's really going to hurt.
So, I didn't see the last X-Men movie, and I guess it has something to do with this.
You got to stop. We're in the show. Everybody, we're done. Good night.
Wrap it up.
That's it.
Mike
are going to go watch it now.
Okay, so when I heard, I didn't even ask for clarification from...
No, we're not really leaving. Well, boy, I wanted to.
So I didn't even ask for clarification on this because it was sort of like when my kid came home the other day and she goes, "Hey, Bobby told me that there's no Santa Claus." Isn't Bobby crazy? And I'm just like, "Yeah, was pretty crazy. And she's like, yeah, Bobby's nuts. He knows there's a Santa Claus. He believes in him, right? He believes in him. Like, just trying to fish it out of me.
I think she's trying to convince herself.
Well, you know, she's still young.
Yeah.
But I just sort of sat there in that same sort of mindset, like...
You totally wanted to tell her?
I was like, why would there be an X-Men Apocalypse movie? That's crazy, right? Like, why would we would do that?
It's not going to turn out how you think.
Bobby knows that that's a great series in comic books, and they wouldn't dare ruin it with a crap movie.
It's going to happen, man.
Olivia Munn totally wouldn't be in it, right? No, that's crazy.
So, I think we're just getting... Like, I think what's happening is, so... We're holding what we grew up with, like, really close, right? So you really love that series.
It's four comics. Like, it's a month. Okay. It's a month.
Okay, but what I'm saying, dude, is, like, think of the DC things that are happening right now. There's people that are really hold those close, too. And they're seeing, like, the casting come in and they're just like, thinking of they're really saddened by the news. They're not ecstatic. They're just saddened. And I think it's because we hold all this close to us, and it's being, you know, I think I talked about it before where, you know, it's real popular to be a nerd, but I put air quotes around nerd because they're not really nerds. They're just Big Bang Theory nerds, and it's not real.
Well, so, you know, when people talk about...
They go to the gym in their super fucking hero shirt, or, you know... They talk about, you know, they don't have, like, real conversations. They just say, bro, did you see that Avengers 2 movie? Oh, man, it was so worth it.
No, so there's a group of folks who are, like, were emotionally scarred by the Watchmen movie. You know, like,
I
read the books from day one. Like, it's fine. Like, it's just crap. I don't care. And it's for people who go... Oh, Star Wars is being ruined by Luke. I don't care. I've never cared.
Hold on.
Don't care at all.
Star Wars in a minute.
No, it's
yeah. We're going to get to it. Because I've been burning on this for a minute.
Someone else's crap. This is my crap. They never do anything with my stuff. Like,
okay, so you really like the Apocalypse, and now they're fucking with it. Because they ran out of things to do.
I have all.
They already fixed. Hey, the last X-Men movie. You'll be happy to know that they fixed all the fuck ups from the other ones. Because they did. You guessed it. Time travel. There's nothing better to fix things when time travel's involved. Oh, fuck! We fucked that up. Well, time travel.
Not sucky now.
Now, for me, I think, and I don't tell a lot of people, like, Deadpool's pretty awesome, and I don't know how I feel about that. I know Ryan Reynolds is going to come out with it. They're doing a lot with it, and I don't talk about it. I don't talk about the things that I like because you fucking assholes ruin it all, and it makes me hate them, and I don't like them ever.
Well, I mean, this is something that we've talked about for 20 years, and that there are no more ideas, apparently.
None. They're going to do Winnie the Pooh live-action movie. Like, that tells you where we are in original fucking ideas.
I feel
Winnie
like that
the Pooh live-action. That is totally true. Go ahead. Look it up. Winnie the Pooh live-action. Prepare to be annoyed. Like, Paddington Bear. Why did they need to make that live-action? I don't know. It was completely unnecessary. Much like a lot of teams' drafts. So, interesting thing. You bring up Star Wars. Today is, like, the most annoying day with everybody in there. Again, fake nerdisms. May the fourth be with you. Wow, I don't know how to say about this, but it feels like April Fool's Day where everybody had some lame ass joke. This today is the same one, except it's Star Wars.
Has this always been a thing?
Like five people said it, and then all of a sudden everybody said it today.
Do they do this every fourth?
Why May 4th? Somebody clue us in,
please.
Clue us in, why May 4th? Then somebody saw it today and was like, tomorrow's the 5th, revenge of the 5th.
Yeah, and you know what? And I don't care what they do with your stuff. I hope Lucas just sits there and grinds it, makes you watch the whole time.
First of all, Lucas ruined his own shit.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to bitch about how this franchise is the most overhyped and underclimactic, if that's even words... franchise ever. I mean, it's none of the battles live up. Think about Star Wars. None of them live up to the hype. None. Every battle that they get into, like sword play, it's terrible. It makes no sense. Their story is everywhere. Nothing like hiding out in a great secret suit. Oh, that's old Ben. Hey, did you know there was a guy named Ben Kenobi? Hey, it looks just like him. Well, that couldn't be him. Here's this lightsaber that you that your dad killed 30 kids with. And then, like, when they went into hiding and they go into the bar and they're like, this is Jedi business or some shit like that. It doesn't even make sense. This doesn't make sense. Anyway, every battle of theirs, it does not live up to the hype. None. The battle between when Luke's going ape shit up there in the penthouse with the freaky old child molester uncle and Darth Vader's dad, that didn't live up to the hype. None of it does. None of it. You know, and I finally, Mike, just so you know, I finally watched all Lord of the Rings, and at least those lived up to their billing. Unlike this franchise, yes, that's right, Star Wars franchise, none of them live up. And you can blame the sequels, so you got 4, 5, and 6, you can blame 1, 2, and 3 for complete destruction of that franchise. And maybe, just maybe, that this guy doing the new ones are going to save it. And I doubt it, but you never know.
I just hope they find a way to cross Star Wars or Star Trek and the Mockingjay.
Yeah.
Put it all in one world.
Divergent. And... Oh, by the way, I got called somebody. I was accused. I was at a pet store. And while we were checking out, they said, were you in the movie Die Hard? It's like, no. Divergent? No. Have you seen those? It's like, no. I'm Jai Courtney, apparently. I am Jai Courtney. So if anybody, don't worry. I'm not in any of those movies. And no, my real name's not Jai Courtney. I am not Jai Courtney. No, this is Josh Hates Things. Just want to throw that out there. No, I'm not Jai Courtney. So please stop sending your love mail to me. The weird part of it was a guy asking these questions. He did start off with Divergent first, which I thought was odd. Do I look like I watch that shit? No, I don't. I look like I hate life.
Oh, but he's going to be in Terminator Genesis. I mean, shit.
By the way, when I saw that trailer, Terminator Jesus.
Genesis,
by the way.
Genesis.
Why did they reveal that John Connor's the bad Terminator? It's like they just threw that twist out.
Did they?
Fucking give a shit. John is now the evil Terminator, and he's like what Age of Ultron should have been, but like he's like what he should have been. Age of Ultron that Ultron character is terrible. It is awful. Anybody who likes the Avengers is a moron. Sorry, but it's true. You're slow. Sorry.
I'm still stuck in Terminator Genesis.
The Genesis? Look, and that you know how I hold that close. Everything, like, okay, the reason why, you know, all the jokes in Terminator 2 or maybe Terminator 1 worked is because it was, like, not meant to be, it's not like intentionally funny, you know what I mean? It's like the audience gets to laugh at it. It's not the movie making the joke, it's the audience kind of making the joke, if that makes any sense. But now they're blatant jokes, like, you know, let's wait for it.
So it's funny when we as people just naturally made fun of his speech impediment.
Right.
But when he plays to it.
Yeah, it's not fucking funny to me, but it's everybody else's, like, Benny Hill, for Christ's sake. You know? He's like, I taught him. There was a scene where he smiles all ridiculous and she says, I taught him some, and it doesn't really work or some shit. I taught him to blend in, and it's not really working out. I'm like, that is a terrible joke. And please stop making this joke. It is like, it's like Terminator 3 jokes. These are just bad. Remember when Terminator 3 came out? He's like, talk through the hand. That was like 10 years too late when that movie came out.
I don't see the joke problem.
I know when people are sitting at home, and if you're listening to this and going, God, Josh, this is so negative. Why? What do you like? What do you like? God. I'm like, if I told you, you'd ruin it. So I'm not going to tell you anything. I might like it. I might like the Star Wars, and I'd just be lying to you the whole time.
Just to make you feel bad.
Yeah.
Wow, he was Varro? I think it's okay, man. I think it's all right if people think you're Jack Courtney.
Thanks, man.
Although he had weird hair. I'll give it.
Dude, so Spartacus. Neck tattoos that just didn't make sense.
No, Spartacus, he was Varro, and he was very lovable. Very lovable.
Spartacus. Was that the one on the stars?
Yes.
He was in that?
Yeah, he was the blonde guy, the buddy of Spartacus.
Cool.
With the curly hair. You know.
Yeah.
Like people be having.
Oh, Joshua. That was coming.
So, did you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Let me guess, you did.
Well, I slept through part of it, because you know what? I have life choices. I've already seen it.
By the way, if anybody didn't pick it up, yes, Jon Snow is not the bastard son. He didn't pick up on this past week. No. No. He's like his Ned's brother's son, and Ned took him under his wing because I don't know why they'd say it was his brother's son and then wouldn't have been called a bastard and he wouldn't have became Snow, but hey, we got to have plot twists. Huh. I don't think a lot of people caught that.
Didn't catch that. Slept through it.
Totally didn't catch it.
So I want to ask you a question. This is a spoiler alert if you're not caught up. Sorry, just turn it off and walk away.
Yeah.
So last night, as I'm taking a nap during Game of Thrones...
Which you've already watched.
Which I've already watched. I watched it like... I watched it a month ago.
Yeah.
And when I watched it a month ago, I didn't have any feelings either way about this episode. I was watching this with other people. There were like six or seven other people in the room last night.
Oh, really? Were they talking over it or did they actually...
No, they were engaged this week. Oh. They were on point. I wasn't. I would think I...
Why the people are like, they do something, and they're like, what are you saying? Like, what if you'd shut the fuck up, you would have fucking heard him.
Well, do you ever fall asleep and wake up when you're saying something? Like, no! Like, because I did that a couple times last night. Luckily, it worked. It worked, I think. It was parts of the show where you could totally play that off. But...
I can't hear him yet. It's because you're fucking talking right now.
No! So, anyway, so I woke up to a room of people doing that during the ending of the episode with Grey Worm and Dude.
Yeah, I didn't want to see Grey Worm go out, but...
So, there were people in the room who compared this episode to The Red Wedding.
What?
I compare Red Wedding
to... You take all those people, you get them out of here.
Yeah, well, that was my point. One guy actually, he walks out. He's like, I'm done with this show. I won't watch this.
That was it? That was the one that did it in for him?
Yeah.
Of all the episodes, that's the one that did it in.
Because when I think of Red Wedding, I think of my PTSD that I now suffer from. You know, I didn't feel that this week. Maybe I'm just cold and hard after
five seasons. Who says that? I'm done. That was like a very mild show.
He was really upset. Like,
over
really.
What, though? Like, because the old white dude in Grey Worm died?
I think so.
Why would you be upset about that?
I don't know. I wasn't that...
This show, newsflash, kills people. Maybe you didn't know that.
I don't want to think that the mountain's dead. I don't think he's dead.
No, he's not dead. He's like a Frankenstein thing going on. And Pimp Hand is strong. Pimp Hand. Kingslayer Pimp Hand, man. He's got this like ridiculous hand, man. At least he caught a sword this past week.
Well, like a month ago when I watched it.
But you rewatched it, man.
Yeah, I don't feel the same. See, I guess so the girl I'm seeing, she's gone back and had never watched Game of Thrones, saw episode 1, season 5, and was like, I guess I should catch up. This is going to be a thing. So then she goes back and she pounds out 5 seasons in less than a week.
Wow.
And
that's pretty impressive.
She's got Game of Thrones fatigue at this point. Like,
shit about Eva. What did I tell you? When you binge watch, you're like, fuck it. I don't care. I don't want to do this anymore.
She feels nothing for these people.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just pawns. They're just
like, I want to burn through this episode, people.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when you spend years of your life with somebody and then they cut their head off and stick a wolf head on it.
Nice.
You know, it affects you.
I like that, by the way.
See it when you sleep.
I don't know why you guys take that shit so, like, literal, like it's real.
Well, you know me.
I do know you, but
some people wouldn't say I'm emotionally stable, but you know, yeah. No, it's did you watch Battlestar Galactica? We're just gonna nerd out. We've got 10 minutes.
Kinda.
Okay. See, that's not a good answer.
No, it's not. Cause I'll just go ahead and say no.
Cause Battlestar Galactica, at least, let's not talk about the last season and a half, but up to that point, brilliant show. Amazing show, life-changing show, Josh.
I just don't believe you.
But it's one of those shows that I think you see a little bit this when folks talk about The Walking Dead. There's people who are in that show that don't talk like that. So if you see a behind the scenes with folks from Battlestar Galactica, like half of them are British. And if you watch the show and then you see an interview with dude and he's British, like it sort of breaks character.
Okay.
And so I never watch that stuff. It's why I don't watch The Talking Dead. It ruins the show for me.
You know why I don't watch it?
It's because it's terrible.
Well, yeah, and it's a serious show about a fake show.
I don't see the
problem. They're mourning fake characters' deaths. Anyway, we're moving on because I don't like that show. And you don't like the other show because it reminds you of that, so I get it.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I don't either. I don't blame you. I'm trying to figure out things we do like so we can tell people at home, but...
Remember when I thought I liked Utopia, the video game? I don't like that game.
Okay.
I wanted crystals and tanks. That was a fun game because you spent all this time building this micro economy so you could buy these tanks, and you would buy like hundreds of them and you would just send them into the mist and you never got to see what happened. You never saw what happened. They always came back dead. It was a terrible game.
Is that a real-time strategy game?
Yeah, maybe. It's a stretch because in a real-time strategy game, you might see where the tanks go. This is just not
it's
that
just
way.
The way it goes.
It's just not that game, Josh. Faceball 2000.
Faceball.
That was I love you, Dad. But there were times as a kid where I really wanted SimCity, and SimCity wouldn't be available at Hastings to rent, and so my dad didn't want to come back empty-handed, so he'd get me Faceball 2000, which is also probably one of the worst games ever created.
I don't know, man. There's some bad ones out there.
And it happened multiple times. And I you know, like,
you got to appreciate those, man.
I do.
The way I look at it is to enjoy the sweet, you got to have a little sour, right?
You got to have a little baseball 2000.
You got to have a little bit of baseball.
Baseball 2000.
Right.
Yes.
So to enjoy the great games that you've had, you have to have Faceball.
Oh, yeah. I
remember the Monsters football game?
The Zombie League football?
Yeah, that was so bad.
Zombie League football was terrible because there were holes in the field that you would just fall through and die.
Ooh, yeah.
Zombie League hockey, on the other hand, is a brilliant game.
Just to keep y'all interested that we are a football show.
Yeah. That was a football reference.
Yeah, totally. Looks like our boy Blackman's probably done with the Jags.
Why?
Apparently, in a radio interview, Jaguars GM David Caldwell indicated that Justin Blackman could be done with the team. You know, they drafted two receivers this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Are any of them named Justin Blackman?
No.
Yeah. I think that the Jags would be stupid to let him go. I think that this entire thing has been mismanaged. I don't know by them.
Why is he on indefinite suspension?
What does this man do? He did something unspeakable. And like, when I say
he snort a whole bag of cocaine, drive around drunk, run somebody over, throw some money down on a dog fight, murder someone.
I'm running out of ideas. What else?
Kid. What does this man do?
It's unspeakable. They refuse to talk about it.
He's like Josh Gordon, but like 10 times worse. He didn't even get an appeal. At least Josh Gordon got an appeal.
Yeah, I don't get it. You let Gordon back.
Yeah, Gordon back play some games.
I mean, Gordon seems like not a good person, right?
Well,
I
don't know how to feel about Gordon, Josh Gordon. I don't really know how to feel. I mean, if it's just weed, I don't know.
I feel like his bad life decisions are worse than
a lot of other people's.
Yeah, and one of them specifically being Justin Blackman.
You know, so I'm seeing a lot of articles about Johnny Football, like, you know, how he's a changed man, and everything's going to be different. I'm like, you know, he wasn't when he was in college, it's not like he was a great guy then.
Mm-mm.
And so when he was doing all that over-the-back shoulder shit, throwing to Mike Evans and praying for the best, he was pretty bad then. He was probably a coked-out fucking drug addict, alcoholic then. And if you're upset by what I just said, you really need to think about what he went to rehab for.
Well, I think we know what he went to rehab for, to be a better friend. And
be a better friend to Josh McCown, because Josh McCown's going to be the starter. Hey, Bryce Petty, Mike. I don't know how I feel about Bryce Petty, quarterback drafted by the Jets. I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay.
There's like half the people are like, oh, this is really good. The other half are like, yeah, there's some red flags, which they're all true. They're all true.
So I think it's amazing that people go, bringing in a guy to mix up the QB, huh? And like, he's a fourth round pick. He's a fourth round pick.
Yeah. I mean,
fourth round picks, they sit there.
It's like Tom Savage. Tom Savage, fourth round pick, was he not?
Yeah, but Bryce Petty threw footballs. Tom Savage took a year off to be Tom Savage. And Bryce Petty, I know, can complete passes.
Hey, his last game, man, he balled out, even though they lost.
Yeah.
That dude went crazy. I mean, so, I was like, damn.
So, yeah, I mean, you take a guy in the fourth.
The guy threw for 550 yards at 70% completion percentage.
Yeah.
Three touchdowns in that game. Now, some are saying that, you know, he's an older guy, he's 24. That's a red flag. He
Good
would rest from the year. By the way, when I say older guy at 24, I wanted to get a gun and blow my fucking head off. The other thing was, you know, he regressed from his previous year, which I could say maybe he was hurt, and I'm pretty sure that was, you know, apparent, that he was that he's a system guy. Those are the red flags.
You could say all the same things about Manny Pacquiao.
He's just a system old guy.
He's just an old guy.
We're not going to pretend to be boxing experts on this show, but neither is anybody on Facebook, Twitter, or anywhere else. So please stop it. You don't know what boxing is. You just stop it.
I watched The Contender, dude. Season one. I want you to know right now, I know what Sugar Ray taught me.
Man, when I was growing up, Sugar Ray was the shit. And those fights were free on Showtime. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I just this is a fight that should have happened 8 years ago. It didn't happen 8 years ago.
No.
It should have happened 5 years ago. It didn't happen 5 years ago.
You know, again, Mayweather is the king of Dodge. Yeah. God damn it.
Well, it's just so you gave me a broken Pacquiao and you expect me to accept this.
Yeah.
That Mayweather, scum of the earth, is going to get, you know, like $200 million.
Yeah, by the way, Mayweather is scum of the earth.
Yes, it's been established.
So yeah, he's not a very good man.
I fact-checked it before I got on air just to make sure.
He did get arrested. He did get arrested for beating his wife. I don't care what he says, whether about evidence or not. That shit happened. And his kid watched. His kids watched, so... Thanks for choosing to listen. Ending on a high note. Nothing like domestic violence to get your blood going.
God, I don't know why we don't have any friends.
Thanks for choosing to listen to this section. I hope we upset you. I hope at one point you being your fake nerdisms got upset because I was talking shit about Star Wars. That's right. I did. I just had to deal with it. Show started off, Rocky. I hope Mike leaves it all unedited. Please leave it unedited. It's like the best stuff ever.
Just you pushing buttons and being angry.
Captain America, Civil War. No thanks.
Civil War.
Yeah. Yes, God. Civil War.
Is it the same guy?
It's the same guy. Over and over.
God. How does he go back in time?
I don't know. Hashtag Infinity War?